boys and girls, it's that time. It's Sunday night. Time to get your fill of Blue Fox Radio.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Hello, good evening, and welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, children.
Thank you, J-Pal. Last night was his birthday bash party on the Bone Stage with Barcode and that band Swell Days. Maybe we can check them out on a future show. Welcome back to episode 7 of Blue Fox Live. I'm your canned voice in the box, DJ Sky High. And in case you didn't know, I started a record label back in 1999 to support local music. I took on many area musicians and took over the area's only open mic to help promote the Winchester area music scene. I recorded thousands of hours of live and studio mixes, and I helped a few people get to the next level. Maybe I made some great friends and burned a few bridges. My goal was always to show the world what this little town had. Well, almost 15 years have passed and the crusade has finally made it to the airways. Thank you to The Bone, Conrad, and the Blue Fox. We are able to record any band's performance on the Bone Stage. We mix it down for production and duplication and create a 30-minute show around the band and the performance. And bam! Your band breaks through those walls behind the stage and infiltrates the ears of thousands of Bone listeners throughout the valley. This week we are going hometown once again. Our last few shows were with national acts, so tonight, my friends, in the studio with me is the band called The Merge. For this year, they have cut their tour schedule down. Drummer Bob McKinney's son's band Failure to Connect will be opening up for them tonight, and we're going to talk to them in a moment, but let's go up to the Bone Stage right now for a song from The Merge.
Hey, by the way, check out our schedule on Facebook. Facebook, The Merge Rock Band. We are playing a few dates soon, and then some weeks off and play again. That's kind of how it works.
Settle down, Harner. We need security for
security.
Chris Harner.
Right, here we go.
Open at Pink Floyd.
All you stoners.
We don't need no education. No thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Hey, teacher!
You're just another brick in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. In the classroom, teacher, leave them kids alone.
Hey, teacher, leave those kids alone.
All in all, you're just a another brick in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. We'll be right back. brick in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall.
Go! Up for Russ Orndorff on guitar. He's still taking lessons, so bear with him.
Yeah, he is.
And of course, Bob, the crazy man, McKinney on the drums.
As a matter of fact, let's introduce the band. Over here, on your left, Mr. Russ Orndorff, the king, the master, baiter. Mr. Russ Orndorff.
That's right, I've got a bait shop.
That's right.
I am the master.
Over here on your right, the main man that comes back here in my rhythm section, Mr. Chuck Peterson. Give me some love.
Peterson!
Up front, the man has got the vocal cords. Earl, and we call him Stout. Earl Stout, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, my friends, my guys, the Merge, doing a little Pink Floyd straight into Stevie Ray Vaughan. Let's go downstairs and talk to him for a moment. We are down in the basement here at the Blue Fox with three of the four members of the Merge, the coolest cover band in Winchester.
Not just covers. We do it all.
Who we got?
I'm Bob McKinney.
Earl Stout.
Russ Orndorff.
There you go, three of the four members. Chuck is boxed up in a box right now. They plug him in as soon as they go on. Yeah, he plays bass.
Chuck is the man in the box.
He is the man in the box.
So Earl is the newest member to the group now, the third singer to make it to the Merge. How you doing, Earl?
Good.
Are you enjoying your time now?
With the band?
Yes, with the band.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Great guys. Great guys to be part of.
Yeah. Definitely. I've noticed that the music is also
changed up a little bit. Yep, absolutely.
Earl's got a great range for a lot of new songs in the playlist.
I like newer music. I don't really care for the old. I mean, we do old stuff too, but I like some of the newer, more modern alternative rock. Which these guys, you know, they're all for it too, so it's really cool.
We've kind of added some of the heavier things, and then also added some of the top 40 dance stuff, you know, to kind of be able to play different clubs. So. It's worked out good for us so far.
And as you know, Brian, improvement means change, or change means improvement, I should say. So it's nice to have Earl in, a fresh member of the band, and really allowing us to do some material that we weren't able to do before.
Oh, change is good.
That's right.
Oh, y'all are staying pretty booked now, or got the summer all planned out already?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I guess, gosh, Russ could probably answer better. I guess, January, we're kind of booked through the whole year, pretty much.
Yeah, I generally book up in January for the year, and we try to have a mix of being busy, but not too busy. You know, if you can be seen every weekend, then there's no point in people coming to see you at a specific place. And we found that the crowds have improved because of that, because we're not out there all the time.
Yeah, we got to see y'all now in like 2-3 months. Well, let's head back upstairs for song number two, Little Sex on Fire. From the Merge, it's Blue Fox Live. I'm your host, DJ Sky High. 105.5 The Bone.
And goes out to my wife, Brian Holt, over here with the white hair. Wave to the crowd, baby.
All right, I need some sexy dancers up here.
All right, Miss Liza.
Anybody? 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 Sexy dancer. Lay where you're laying. Don't make a sound. I know they're watching. They're watching. All the commotion. Kitty like play. Has people talking. Talking. Driving, soft lips are open, knuckles are pale, it feels like you're dying, you're dying, dying. It's just tonight, but we're still the greatest, the greatest, the greatest. Audience participation portion. Hands in the air. Ready?
Live from the 105.5 Bone Stage, the Blue Fox. It is The Merge. It's Blue Fox Live. I'm your host, DJ Sky High. Let's go back down to the basement for a few more words from the band.
Russ, I've known him since his first show straight out of music school. Have you played every venue there is pretty much in this area?
I think so. A couple of them, you know. I've been beating the streets since I was in college in the early 90s here in Winchester, and just keep going from one project to another.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Merge has gone through a number of singers, but I really hope we can hold on to this one for a while.
Put a leash on it.
That's where right. I come in.
Yeah. This is where you speak your piece, yes. Man.
Okay, your turn.
Put a leash on him.
That's right. Yeah.
Box him up and gag him after
that's
the show.
That's right. That's what the rope's for down here.
Yeah.
He likes it.
And the extra cables.
Just don't leave permanent marks.
Yeah.
Now, you add to the listeners that we're totally sober right now. Yes. A lot more fun after a couple beers. Yeah, right.
Or something.
That's the pre-show.
That's right. Yeah, this is pre-show.
Bob's son's opening up for the band tonight. What's the name of that group?
Failure to Connect.
I saw your son on YouTube videos throughout the year, and now he is out playing.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually did, guess what, it was the Piccadilly's.
Yeah, he played with us on the boat at Piccadilly's.
Yeah, did a couple songs on his birthday when he turned 18. It was really cool. And he's kind of wanted to, you know, get his own thing going, and he's got it going on. You know, they're going to be pretty cool.
Did he follow your footsteps, or did?
Yeah, he started playing drums at 2 years old, and he's the drumline leader at Hanley, but he was like me. That was my first love, was guitar. Took up guitar. I taught him what I knew, just some chords, and then bought him a book of chords, and then, you know, so on and so on, and just, he's made it to where he's at. He's going to be a force to be reckoned with, no doubt.
Is this the first official gig?
Yeah, this is the first gig. They're going to play in front of almost 500 people this coming weekend at Harrisburg. So yeah, this is their first little tryout, you know, for it.
What big shows y'all got planned?
We're doing the Harley, a couple things at the Harley shop. We love doing outdoor things. I feel like I'm the only one talking. Earl, are you there?
You have all the words.
And if I'd have brought my calendar, I would make you wear those other events, Brian. But yeah.
It's all good.
It's not on my Palm Pilot.
And again, we're sober.
Always check our Facebook. And it's Facebook/MergeRockBand.
Very easy to find, Merge Rock Band. Now, do you got any tunes up there yet?
No. I'd love to do that, but we have not had the...
I think we've had a couple things on YouTube. I mean, really nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Post on there.
No.
Well, you are in luck tonight because we are recording you.
Yay.
Oh, Lord.
That's good deal. We
that's
like
cool.
that.
No, that's cool.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, in the Merge, there's no room for drama, no room for egos, no room for violence, except occasionally sexual violence.
I think you all have weeded out all this.
Yeah, pretty much. Slap. Yeah, we've done pretty good about not having drama. You know, we just don't have it. We never have had it.
Now, you do both have the two biggest egos in the band, Bob.
Pretty much. Russ and I. Yeah.
Well, Bob's got the biggest and I have the largest set of balls. And Earl sings real well.
Especially to squeeze his.
What just happened to this interview? I have lost control again. I need a Catholic nun with a yardstick. Let's go back up to the stage for a little bit of Santeria. It's Blue Fox Live, DJ Sky High with The Merge.
Santeria, I ain't got no crystal ball. I had $1 million, but I spend it all. If I could find that Hannah and that Sancho that she found, I'd pop her cap at Sancho and I'd snap her day out. What I really wanna know, my baby. Make it go.
time from the Bone Stage performed by The Merge. Back in the basement, let's talk to these guys another time. DJ Sky High with you on Blue Fox Live.
How do y'all like the Blue Fox now? Have y'all been here multiple times?
Awesome.
Stage, yeah.
Great
stage
place.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
It's one of the biggest stages in the area. You got all the monitors going on.
Yeah.
We've always had a good deal with Conrad. He's always treated us right, and everybody here has been great. And like you say, man, the venue, you know, now with all the new stage and the PA and everything, you got Demasi on sound and all that, so it's cool.
Yeah, and it's really truly what every bar that is having music should have a house system with someone running it so that they can control the levels like they want them to be controlled, and it makes our lives a lot easier as well.
Exactly. There's only one other place around here like that now, and like when Conrad did this, we were like, hey, this is the next step. This is the next level. Then the next level of bands will come in. Once you get down rid of this stage and do another stage, then we'll get the real bands.
Amen.
Here.
Yeah. But he's doing that. He's starting to get me Non-Point, some of the other big bands coming in.
Yeah, we've signed Fuel now.
I know. Yeah.
Do y'all have any original music planned someday?
We have.
Glad you asked.
We have a couple written, but with everything going on, we haven't really been able to, you know, get into a studio and put it on anything. So, but that's one thing we want to do, definitely. Yeah, with all, you know, staying busy, and we've kind of cut back some of the gigs, like Russ said, so we're not saturating the market so much. In turn, by doing that, it does give us a little time to. Russ has his own thing that he does, you know, some acoustic things and weddings and stuff like that. And when I have my time, that's what I'm kind of doing, trying to write or, you know, think of lyrics and stuff like that. So we're on the way.
Earl, are you a writer?
No.
No, not even a lyricist?
Not really. Always want to do that. It just doesn't come to me. It's just, I think it's a very unique talent to be able to sit down and write words on a sheet of paper and put music behind it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, four people in the band, so I'm sure somebody can write the music.
Oh, yeah.
I think putting our heads together for sure. Mm-hmm. Could come up with some great tunes. You know, musicianship, I always brag on this, on the three guys that I'm with, musicianship, big word, is just incredible to me, to be playing with these guys. Not only is the camaraderie, you know, it was almost instant for me when we're meeting these guys, but it's, Bob always said last week in a message that how we, you know, come to practice, everyone knows a part, we throw it together three or four or five times, call it good. You know, so it's just really, really cool to play.
It's different from
play with the guys that can play like they play. And so writing music or putting out some originals, you know, it's really exciting.
Yeah, I think we've all kind of done it all our life. And these guys, as far as rehearsal, everybody comes in ready. We go through it. And typically on that Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday night, whatever it is that we rehearse, that Saturday night we can play it out. It's because everybody does their homework. Everybody's tight. Everybody comes in focused. Everybody does their job and we go home. You know, so
no more music stands.
That's right. No more music stands.
And it's fun.
Amen.
Yeah, and the thing about this band also is when we are at practice, it's work. I mean, you know, we're not fucking off. We're not wasting time. We're not talking about what a good day or what a bad day we had. We're there to play music, and we just get right down to business and make it happen.
Yep, absolutely.
Blue Fox Live, 105.5 The Bone. DJ Sky High with you. Let's go back up to the stage for their final song of the evening, and then we'll say goodbye to the band we know as The Merge.
And if we sound great, we're called The Merge. If we're not, we're called The Jokers.
That's right. Stop using my jokes!
You sing it, we'll play it.
Been a whole lot easier since the bitch left town. Been a whole lot happier, a lot of face around. Nobody upstairs gonna stop and shout. Nobody gonna throw my laundry out. She holds a shotgun while you do-si-do. She want one man made of Hercules and Cyrano. Big and stretch, so nice and fresh. Little miss, little miss, little miss can't be wrong. Little miss, little miss, little miss can't be wrong. Ain't nobody gonna bow no more when your sound is gone. Little miss, little miss, little miss, can't be wrong. What you gonna do to get to another one of these rock and roll songs?
Awesome. Anything else you want to say there, Russ?
I think I'm good, man. I feel very fortunate to be in the position I'm in after all these years of various forms of bands and so forth. I'm really happy with this group of guys. It's a perfect mix of musicianship and showmanship. As we all know, the best musicians are the ones you'll never hear or never hear of. It takes a special blend of being a good musician and also a great performer in order to make it work.
We definitely know how good a musician you are, and you should have won the Guitar Guy competition, but
amen to that.
Amen.
Well, my head's already the size of a school bus.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to stand on the stage with me.
Thanks. That's the situation.
Yeah, you ought to see the hats that I have to wear.
You looking for a good year then, Earl, with these guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you've never seen us before, heard us, come out, see us. Critiques is always, I'm always up for that. I'm always up for, throwing out, you should do this, you should do that song, do this song, whatever. Yeah, definitely. Come out, see us, and put on a good show.
Final words from Bobby?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank everybody that comes out on a regular basis. You know, the people that pay good money and for drinks and to support, you know, the clubs we play in. And I mean, for years and years, I've had people specifically to come and see me and see my band and all that. So I just want to thank everybody for doing that, you know, through all the years. And like Earl said, if you haven't seen us, come out and enjoy it. You know, we have fun. We're a great band, I think. And I think we're going to just get better and better.
Yeah, I didn't mean to diss people that do always come out and see us, because that's very true. We do have a pretty good following of the local people that always come out and see us. Not only, you know, other band members of other bands locally, but just people who love to see us.
I'll take those thanks, because I have seen you all at least 50 times, and that's awesome. Driven hours to see you guys.
We appreciate it.
Well, that's it from the 105.5 Bone Stage here at the Blue Fox. Been down in the basement and behind stage with our favorite cover band, and The Merge, and you heard it here first. New music is coming this year. If you haven't seen them, come check them out. I've been your host, DJ Sky High. Come back and listen to us next Sunday as we talk to local rock legend Brian Bayless from Monolith. I gotta run and do my Sunday night karaoke show tonight. Come out and hang out with me tomorrow and Tuesday also at the Blue Fox. There is 7 days of entertainment. Wednesday night is After Destiny's open mic, and then Friday and Saturday the 105.5 Bone Stage comes alive for some of the coolest local and national music to hit the area. And just announced, Wednesday, June 19th, Fuel will hit the Bone Stage. So get your tickets online or at the Blue Fox ticket window. Well, that's it for me. Work hard, party harder. Tune in next Sunday night, and we'll be back with Blue Fox Live. Peace! And get your ass to the Blue Fox. Check out the new site and what's happening at bluefoxbilliards.com.